President Trump wasn't initially scheduled to speak at the Republican National Convention today in Charlotte, North Carolina, but he flew in and spoke before a small and dedicated crowd of delegates who gathered in person to nominate him as their presidential candidate for a second time. And the delegates cheered on as he gave an impromptu speech that lasted for more than an hour. Let's listen to a little.
We've accomplished more than just about any administration in the history of our country. We've secured our borders. We built our wall, which will be finished very shortly. We brought back manufacturing jobs.
There's a lot to discuss here. Let's bring in NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving for more. And Ron, President Trump began his remarks by, again, casting doubt on the security of mail-in ballots. Then he moved on to praise the stock market, the economy, his response to the coronavirus. What are your thoughts about what you heard?
It was very much as though we were still in February right now and the coronavirus had never happened. 176,000 deaths had never happened. The president said they were mostly old and sick people. It was very much as though the recession had never happened and was not still happening, very much as though the death of George Floyd, death of Breonna Taylor had not happened. The president was in the mode of what if we just go back to February? And at times he actually literally said to the crowd, think about your life the way it was back in February.
Mm-hmm. He also leveled a lot of unfounded accusations at Democrats. Let's listen.
What they're doing is using COVID to steal an election.
Right.
They're using COVID to defraud the American people, all of our people, of a fair and free election.
Here,
and we can't do that.
Ron, this isn't the only questionable or false claim the president made about his opponents. This is a regular tactic the president uses. He throws out a lot of details that Democrats then have to go on the defense about.
That's right. The tell here is those other voices you're hearing while the president is talking. It's almost as though he had a chorus behind him or a choir behind him. And these are sounds coming from the delegates, people who were brought from around the country as the heads of the delegations coming to vote for him to be renominated. There are about 300 in the hall, and they are very well mic'd, so that even if you're listening on the radio and you can't see them because the coverage is kind of limited, you get the impression that he is speaking to a highly enthusiastic group of people who believe everything that he says, and they are not going to question any of it. But of course, as you suggest, sentence after sentence, paragraph after paragraph included assertions such as saying that the wall was about to be finished and things of that nature that even casual observers know are not the case.
You know, this is the first time we'll hear that we actually heard from the president this week, but he's also making an appearance every day. That's more than any sitting Republican president has done before. How has Trump reshaped this event?
It's hard to think of any president who has shown up more than once or twice at his own convention. In fact, it used to be considered poor form to come at all until the very last night to accept, and then, of course, with great reluctance and humility, the nomination of the party. But look, Donald Trump has reshaped this party in his own image. He did it in Cleveland in 2016, but at that point, you still had some other party stars and rivals who were contesting for airtime. Not this year. Everyone speaking is either named Trump or they are established acolytes, people in his orbit. And some of them are political pros, and some of them are previously unknown citizens who will testify about what Donald Trump's presidency has done for them and meant for them.
Yeah, and the RNC is not going to be an all-virtual event like the Democratic National Convention. With a little bit of time that I have with you, how will this look for viewers who are watching this on television?
It will look like a mix. It will look a little bit like today in the sense that you'll see a lot of the president, we'll see a lot of his people. Their faces will be up close and in the frame. And we will then see some crowd shots if they're doing some of these events in the Mellon Auditorium, which is in the Commerce Department building. It's a beautiful auditorium and dates back decades, generations. And it's a big space where they'll have a lot of enthusiastic Republicans, people from the administration and supporters of the president to give it that rally feeling.
Yeah. That's NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Thank you.
Thank you, Tonya.